Okay, Rabotai, we have again this last piece of Gemara. The Gemara focuses attention on two of the cases in the Braisa after discussing the case of Shabbos, of Tavach B'Shabbos, and working out the Inyan of Maisa Shabbos and why it's called Shechita She'ena Re'uya, and if in fact it is called Shechita She'ena Re'uya. Now the Gemara turns back to the other two cases, the case of Tavach L'Avodah Zarah and the case of Tavach Shor HaNiskal. And these cases are Machlokes, Rav Meir and the Chachamim. According to what the Gemara just said, these are the only two cases that are the Machlokes. The other case, the first case, is really not in dispute. Everybody agrees to that you'd be chayiv, because it is in fact perhaps a Shechita Re'uya if you hold Maisa Shabbos is only Drabanan. But these two cases are certainly Shani B'Machlokes. And we have the machlokes revolving around whether shechita she'ena re'uya is considered a shechita to be mechayev in dalet v'hei. Shitas Rav Meir is shechita she'ena re'uya is considered a shechita, and Rav Shimon, which is the chachamim here, Rav Shimon hold shechita she'ena re'uya lo shma shechita. The machlokes is based on the limudim. This is a little bit of chazar, just to remind everybody, not too far back. The Tosis on the top, Tosis brought in the Sugin, in Chulin Pehei, the Limudim, Tvach Tavach Vahachain, or if you went from Shchuti Chodz, the Chuli, says Machokes, where Shchita Shena Ruya Shma Shchita, that's the Machokes over here as well, by Avodah Zarah and by Shor HaNiskal. But we'll have to see more about each of these cases as we now read in the Gemara. The Gemara has the Kasha by Tavach Avodah Zarah. What does the Gemara ask? See again. The Gemara's lashon is Tavach or Toveach Avodis Kochavim. Kevan the Shachad Beipurta Itzele. Once he shachs even the smallest bit, the animal becomes Aser. Tekrobes Avodah Zarah, like Rashi said on the top. Zivchei Mesim Masurin. He's makriv the animal of Avodah Zarah, it becomes Aser as Tekrovis. And if that's true, Idach Ki Katavach Lab Demare Katavach. When he finishes the Shechita, the rest of the Tvicha, Lab Demare Katavach. He's not slaughtering the animal of the original owner. So the Chiyuv Dalei Behei is a function of the entire Tzvicha, and a good part of the Tzvicha was a Tzvicha on an animal that's Lav Demare. Why is it Lav Demare? Because it became Aser with the Machshava Avodah Zarah that he had in the beginning of the Shechita. That's the Kash of the Gemara. And the Gemara is going to be forced into an answer that what? That the Machshava Avodah Zarah didn't happen right away. The Omer Begmaz Zvicha Hu Ovda. What was he doing Avodah Zarah? The Gemara Zvicha. The Gemara repeats the question on the next case. That's the next piece of Gemara. The Gemara asks, Shor HaNiskal Lav Didehu DeKatavach. Again, the Lashon is similar. Lav demare katavach, lav didehu dekatavach. What's the kasha? Shor HaNiskal is aser bahana. Soko yisoko ashor, bala shor naki, it's aser bahana. We have psukim to learn that out. And therefore, how can he be chayiv, whoever is shechting the Shor HaNiskal, the ganef or shliach, how can he be chayiv for shechting Shor HaNiskal and be chayiv dalet vehei, lav didehu dekatavach? And for this, the Gemara gives a whole lamdisha, complicated answer to work out what the case will be for Shor HaNiskal. But what's the common thread between the two questions? The question on Avodah Zarah, Tavach Avodah Zarah, Tavach Shor HaNiskal, is that because there's an Isser Hanah at the time that he's starting the Tzvicha, so then you can't be Mechayv and Dalet Vehei, because Lav Demare Katavach, Lav Didei Katavach. Let's go one by one. Let's focus on the Avodah Zarah. So there's a number of issues that have to be spelled out. Let's just maybe mention this first without getting too much into the inyan, but just to sort of identify the issue that Rashi brings in Baba Kama, just to be aware, again, we're not going to be able to learn the inyan, but just to know that there's such a topic in Shas is a little something. So it happens not to be Rashi here, but the Rashi is in the parallel sugya, so we should be aware of the Rashi. Tosis here as well discuss it. Rashi comments, if you have the page from Avodah Zarah, and from Bava Kama, I should say, Ayin Aleph, Amid Beis. So that's where this Kasha comes in, it's on Amid Beis there. Rashi comments on this Kasha. The Gashana Gemara is mamish identical. Third line on Ayin Aleph and Beis. For Rav Meir, Amai Mechayv Shochid Avodah Zarah, Keva De Shochid Vaporta Asra, Idach Isurei Hana'ahu, Velo Demare Katavach. And the answer again, Amar Rava Ba'omer Big Masvicha Hu Ovda. So very close language to our Gemara, the same Kasha. Zat Rashi, Pshat in this Kasha, Rashi points something out. Keva De Shochid Vaporta Itzara, Mishum Zivchei Mesim. Rashi adds the following, because al kedaitach, the Gemara's premise in this question is that what? That yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'ad sof. Everyone see the Rashi that I'm reading? Fellows have it? You should have it. Yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'ad sof. That the shchita, there's a chalos shchita that already exists from the beginning through the end. For whatever consequences are, negea hilcha shchita, it's already chal, the inyan of shchita from the beginning. And therefore the machshav avodah zarah at the beginning point of the shechita can already create the iser hanav avodah zarah, and that's true as far as the iser hanav avodah zarah. You have to have the entire tvicha to be with the matzav that's machayev in dalad vehei utvachol kulo. You can't pin the iser the knas dalad vehei on the first nick, on the first beginning point of the shechita, it's on the whole thing. Utzbachol kulo beinu. Umitchilas anesim shem zivchei mesim. It became us in the beginning of zivchei mesim because yeshna shechita mitchila ve'ad sof. Inu tashum da'avei tzbachol kulo beinu kidaminu kaman. And therefore kigamala, and then the question becomes kigamala abdemar ketavach and so on. So Rashi brings in the notion of yeshna shechita mitchila ve'ad sof. What exactly does this inyan mean? Rashi, it's actually a sugin chulin chavtes, but it comes up in Bava Kama. If you have the next page, the next amud in Bava Kama, ayin beis amud aleph, it already comes up over there. And Rashi at least gives us a little bit of an inkling of what it means. On the bottom, ayin beis amud aleph, the Gemara brings the machlokes Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan that. It says here, Amr of Shimon, as in Magi on the side, it's Rav Shimon ben Lakish, based on Chulin Chavtes. Amr of Shimon ben Lakish, Bishim of the Rav Levi, Sava, Eino Shechita Elu Besof. Rav Yochanan, Amr, Yeshno Shechita Mitchila V'Yad Sof. So exactly what do these two Shitas mean, and might not mean exactly? So Rashi says as follows. Eino Shechita, Rashi means Rashi, Ayin Beis Amir Alpha, toward the bottom in Bava Kama. Ein Shechita Nikreis Elu Besof. What defines shechita when it's finished? That defines shechita, as opposed to the shechita of yesh and shechita itself. That shechita is already happening throughout the process. It's an elongated process, but it's already happening. So Rashi gives a nafkamina. Says Rashi, nafkamina leinyan hamachashe bekodshim chutz l'mkomam or chutz l'zmanan or machashev shelo l'shman. We all know by kachim, the wrong machshava disqualifies a carbon, can make it pigo, make it pasol, certain carbon of shelo lishma become pasol, chatas. So if the machshava happens not at the end of the shechita, but the kohen has the bad machshava in the beginning of the shechita, but then he reverts back to the kosher machshava. To what it is, you know, to be chutz, not chutz l'zmano, to be what the carbon is. So that's the question. Would it become pasul? Would it become pigo? Would it be a problem with the machshava that didn't happen at the end? Do you have to be machashiv shelo ishma or shelo chutz l'zmano besof hashchita? Or would it even create the problem in the beginning? That's Rashi's nafkamina over here. So then, if you hold that eino hashchita l'besof, then there's only a problem if chishei besof shechita. duk in the sugya of chul, and it also brings other possible nafkaminas in ageya, let's say shchut ichutz or chul in bazara. If you would do the shchita in the wrong place, the beginning of the shchita in the wrong place. Again, if you shecht in the wrong place, it's major problems. Shchut ichutz. If you shecht kachim bachutz, if you shecht chul in bifnim, you have got chul in shin shchitu bazara. So let's say you shecht in simen echad in the wrong place. And the second simon, which was the Gemara Shchita, you shechted in the right place. So that also could tie into this issue. Rashi brings an afkamina if the machshava shelo lishma, or whatever bad machshava, would passel in the beginning. So what is Rashi? So again, we're not going to learn the sugya, but just to know it, to know that there's such a notion. So what did Rashi say here to explain the Gemara's kasha? That this kasha is assuming that what? That yeshno shchita mitchilo v'yatzof. So therefore, the iser hanav to krovis avodah zara would kick in from the moment that he had the machshava in the beginning. The Gemara is assuming he had the machshava in the beginning, and that would create the chalos han iser hanav avodah zara. It's interesting. Tosis disagrees. Tosis so happens on the top of Ayin Aleph and Beis. Rav Kama says, when the Gemara asks Shachat Baporta Asra, it's even Laman Da'ama Eir Shchita Elo B'Sof, still Neseres Baporta Kama. Sha'isa Tali B'Maisa Lo B'Shchita. Okay, that's about all we're going to know about right now, about this Inyan. Just to know that there's a Rashi in Bava Kama and a Tosis here that bring into this question of the Gemara another consideration that comes from Chulin Chavtes, and this gets discussed in Meruba also, about whether, quote-unquote, yesh l'shchita mitchilavet, eino l'shchita l'besof, or yesh l'shchita mitchilavet sof. Okay, good. So now that we put that aside. So there is a problem in the machshava l'avodah zara. The Gemara's assumption is the machshava was, l'avodah zara was mitchilas l'shchita, and that passels, that asus b'hana. So therefore, there should be no basis to mechayiv dalet v'hei. Why? Because you need tvicha that's mechayiv, and here by the time you're doing the end of the tvicha, which is what's mechayiv, tvachol kulo, it's no longer what? It's no longer what? What's the problem? Lashna gemara? Lav demar. So there are a lot of ways to learn, but the most simple way that seems to fit the words better than any other pshat is to go the approach, and this is again a major issue we can't really fully in any, and not just fully, we can't really do justice to this, but just again to be aware of how vast the topic is. What does it mean when something is asa bahana? What does that mean in terms of whether there's bailus, whether there's a shalom? So there's indications, and we'll mention in a minute some of the indications, that isuri hana is called ena shalom. And therefore, it's a simple kasha. If the thing became asa b'hana, the animal became asa b'hana b'tchilas shchita, and you need utvach al kulo for the b'chayv dal behei, the whole tvicha has to be done according to what conditions are necessary to be b'chayv dal behei. So by the time you're finishing the shchita, which is what you have to be in a matzav of potential chiyuv for the whole shchita to be done in such a situation, so whose animal are you shechting? You're shechting an animal that's no longer owned by the owner. It's interesting. Even though before you started doing anything, it was owned by the owner. But utvachol kulo, by the time you got to finishing the tvicha, it's asur hana, it's not shalom. That's the lashna gemara. Lav demar katar. The answer is, in the chanami, he didn't make the isur hana until the end. But without that teretz, it became asa b'hana, so it's not shalom. Lav demar katavach, simple, that's what the words say. This would indicate isuri hana is eino shalom. So, is this really true? What indications are there within Gemara, within Rishonim, that that's in fact the fact that isuri hana is eino shalom? What do we know so far? Where have we seen any Rishonos of Rashi, let's say Rashi, about this idea of us of Israel not being shalom, not being shalom? Any indications? Just start with our Gemara. Well, the Gemara asks here two kashas: avodah zara, lav demar katavach, and then the next kasha coming at the follow-up kasha is is Jarnisco Gavdi Dehu de Katavach. Again, it's not the persons anymore. Does Rashi give us a heads up on one of these kashas? Where did Rashi give us a heads up on one of these kashas? Yeah. Back on Lamed Gimel Beis, Dibar Maschil. Yeah, who has it?
Sharnisko
Zokt Rashi. Kaman Parech. Halo Shavimidi. Ooh. Rashi is not quite as strong language as what the Gemara says. This may be indicating that the Gemara's kash is not what we just said. The way we said it, it's not Shelo. What did Rashi say? Lo Shavim Midi. Not the same thing. Where is it? I mean, if it is, then why did Rashi say it? Mitzad, that's a Rashi here. What other Rashis are we familiar with? No? Sharanisko. What's the halacha? Can you sell Sharanisko? Machor in a machor, Hegdishu in a Hegdish. Why not? It's Aser Bahana. So what? So what precludes you from selling it? So what is there a Rashi on this? Where's the Rashi on this? You have the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf, Ben. Hey? One's a Snigmar Dino. Then what? Macharu ena machar gdusha ena mugdash, says Rashi. Labrish shuse demari hikari lagdusha. Rashi uses what language? It's not brishusa. Not the same thing. Is that the same thing as ena shalo? Is it the same thing? Not brishusa. There's a lack of full bias, full control. Is ena brishusa the same thing as ena shalo? What's the classic example of two parties? One is ena shalo, one is ena brishusa. Gazal, shalo nis yashua bailin. Shneim en yechom lahagdish, says Rabbi Yochanan. Zeh lefish eno. Shalo, who's in a shalo? The Gazlin, the Zeh, the Nigzal, which is in a Rishuso. The Nigzal, he wasn't the Yaish yet, so it's what? So it's in a Rishuso. It's in a Rishuso. It is shalo. The Gazlin is in a shalo. Rashi uses a language that the fact that you can't sell it is because it's in a Rishuso. And that's not a. That's two Rashis. But to make it complicated, let me read you two other Rashis. Okay, Rashi in. Okay, let's do Pesachim. Coming to Pesach, the famous Gemara, everyone knows, right? Shnei Dvarim. Now it's interesting. Last night Gemara. Shnei Dvarim, einan b'shuso shel Adam, de'asana kosov kihu b'shuso. Two things are not b'shuso shel Adam. The Torah made it like it's b'shuso. What are the two things? Bor b'shuso rabim and chametz b'pesach. The Memra of Rav Elazar, Pesachim Vav Amid Beis. Rashi. The Amr Rav Elazar, Beis Dvarim, Enam Shalo. Vasana Kosov Kilein Bershuso is Chayiv Alein. Lashon Rashi. Actually, the Rashi right before it. The Gemara says, you might find. The Gemara says, you might. Mimavato, the Gliska Yafa, when you find it. Gemara says, no, it's going to be too late. Maybe you'll find it when? You'll find a nice cookie. Dilma mashkachazol basari sura. It's after she shows. V'lab b'shuse kaima v'lo marzi mevatel because of Rav Elazar. That's the Gemara. But it's not b'shuse kaima mevatel. What is it? The chametz is not what? It's not b'shuse. Lashna Gemara. Rashi taitz is a Gemara. D'lab b'shuse hu, quote, two words of Rashi, eino shalom. The Gemara's lashon is ena b'shusa. Rashi says ena shelo, and then the Amar v'lazav Beis Bram ena shelo basana kasev. So what is chametz b'pesach? The way Rashi spins the Gemara, even though the Gemara here would have been maybe not quite saying in the most extreme language of ena shelo, it's like ena b'shusa jargon. Rashi makes it an ena shelo. Our Gemara uses lashon lav demare, and Rashi says something else. It's not Shavim Midi. Maybe Rashi means it's not, therefore it's not Shilo. Rashi didn't say it. Here the Gemara says Eina B'shuso Shel Adam, and Rashi says it's not Shilo. What's another Rashi? Sukkah, Lamed Hei. There's a fraction of the Makoros. Just to give you a couple of. The Gemara has a case of Mishnah has a case of Esrog Shel Arla. What's Arla? An example of Isurei Hanah. And it says you puzzle for using for Dalad Minin. Two possible reasons the Gemara brings Sukkah Amid Hei. One says, L'fish Eimba Heter Achila, One man do amar, the other one is lefisha ein ba din mamo. More discusses what could be nafkamina between the two reasons. Ein ba din mamo. Says Rashi, what does it mean lefisha ein ba din mamo? Lefisha ein ba din mamo. She ein ba shave pruta. It's not worth a pruta. Why isn't it worth a pruta? The isurei hanahu. Our laws isurei hanah. Hilkach lav shalachemhu. How do you read this Rashi? Therefore, it's not lachem. Does Rashi mean isurei hanah is not shalo? Or does Rashi mean a little bit of a different point? What? You know, the problem becomes it's not lachem. But why is it not lachem? I mean, it doesn't have to be the problem, but that could be the problem. See, there's another way to learn. The other way to learn is that it's omei lisaref, it's kituti michtes shiurei, you need a shiur for the esrog. And if it's omei lisaref, that it's as if you're lacking the requisite shiur, in which case it's pasul not just on Yom Tov Rishon, which is where the Torah says lachem, it's pasul all the days. The reason of lachem sounds like it's specific to Yom Rishon. But Rashi says it's because of lachem, but I'm asking you, does the Gemara mean Embo din mamon, it's isuri hanah, so it's not shelo? Here already the Rashi is more ambiguous. Rashi says it's not lachem, but Rashi says ein no shava pruta. These are a variety of Rashis. A couple of other mamakomos, yeah? The Ritva, on that Mishnah in Sukkah, the Mishnah that talks about Esrog Shel Arla. The Mishnah is in Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara is in Lamed Hamed Aleph. But he brings on the Mishnah. Shel Arla Pasul. Esrog Shel Arla Pasul. So the Gemara has two reasons, says the Ritva on the Mishnah. One reason is aimed by Heter Achila, and the other reason is aimed by Din Mamon. Says the Ritva, he quotes a Ravid, which apparently we don't have this Ravid. They noted on the bottom here in the Ritva. But Nakit HaRavid Zal, he quotes a Ravid. What does it mean? Ein bo din mamon. You can't sell it. Dvarim kipshutan. That since lesbu heterachil b'din mamon, b'havale yisuri hanah, lo karina be'lachem. Daha lesbu humidi. Uman de gazel humine lo havi gazlen. So the Ravid says, it's not lachem, he doesn't have anything in it, someone steals it, it's not a gazlen, he doesn't have it. The Ritva goes on and argues. He says, it should be called lachem. Kosu shalov ein ba lachem zechus lachem karina be. And he says the reason it's possible because of the other point of kituthi mechtes shiure. Sounds like, again, depending on how you learn the Ravid. The Kovetz Shiurim that I quoted yesterday at the end of the Shiur, he took the Ravid not the way I'm going to tell you right now. One, the way many Achlam take the Ravid is saying, the thing that we said right away in the Gemara. not having the ability to be nena from something, it's Yisuri Hanah, means you don't have bailus. You lost bailus. Plain and simple. Someone could steal it from you, you've lost bailus. That could be what the Ravid's saying. But then again, the Ritva argues on the Ravid, so then you have a machlokis on this point, whether it's true or not. But if there's such a sheet in Rishonim, that could be the words of the Gemara. Yisuri Hanah's Eina Shalom. How did Rav Chanan learn the Ravid? And now you have to go back to Rashi there too. What was Rashi's Lashon in Sukkah? What was Lashon Rashi? Eina Shavet Pruta. Hilkach Lav Shalachem. The problem becomes a Lachem problem. But why is it not Lachem? Is it not Lachem directly because Yisuri Hanah is not Shalom? Or is it Pshat that if you don't have, well, it could be. I mean, it could be the same thing. If you don't have a shava pruta, it's not worth a shava pruta. You can't have bailus on something less than a shava pruta. Rashi says, "In a shava pruta, the isuri hanah hilkach lav shelachemu." So again, I'm just going to give you some amikomos in the achronim now from this. Many, many achronim have arichot. There are rishonim. Many of them shuvah rivash. There's a lot. There's a shuvah to Rashba. That the couple of achronim. There's a ksos. First of all, ksos is in siman tav vav. What does a ksos say about a yisuri hanah? Is it not shelo? Is it? What exactly is it? The ksos takes on you have no ability to be mafkir, he says, just like you can't be magdish. We saw mecharo ein amachor. Why not? What was Lashon of Rashi in Bava Kama Memhei? Why can't you be magdish? The Sharanisko. In a Bishuf. So Ksos takes it literally. The point of Isuri Anar is it's this Shalo, but it's not Bishusa. That's the Ksos' take on this inyan. It is Shalo. It wouldn't fail the test of Gachem, in other words. But it's not Bishusa. And again, what he does with it is beyond us right now. He has a whole discussion of things based on different Gemaras. The Beis Halevi has a long piece on this, as does the Marcheshes. He's all Gedolim, the previous generation, but Salevi is obviously earlier. Marcheshes was just before the war. The Beis Halevi in Simen Memches, Chelek Aleph Simen Memches. He quotes the Ritva, who quotes the Ravid. And he takes the Ravid to mean that it's not Shalo. How does he end up? Now also, okay, I'll mention this. This ties back to an earlier Tosis that we did. Let me just remind everybody. Tosis earlier had a Kasha. Shara Nisko, Tvachal, Mishalim, Dalad, Vehei. What was Tosis Kasha, the little Tosis earlier on? Reish Lakish says you can't have a chiyuv for tzvicha if there wouldn't be a chiyuv for mechira. So what was Tosis Kasha? Since you couldn't sell Shara Nisko, so how could you have a chiyuv of tavach? Tosis gave a teretz, and then he gave another teretz. According to Beinu Tam is better because it's not nesa mechayin. Tosis elsewhere brought it as a right to a Beinu Tam. And Tosis gives a teretz. Well, so to a guy, why is it less even mechira? Why can't you sell it? So that's part of the question. Right? If it's mechara ein amachor, why can't you sell it? If it's shalo, you should be able to sell it, unless you say it's in a b'shusa. So you could also say another reason. Why can't you sell it? What did we mention at the time? Why can't you sell it? Remember? Mekach tos. That's what the Beis Halevi says here. Yeah. Ein amachor because of mekach tos. The guy thinks he's going to be able to have it to use. But the etzem, you could sell it in terms of virus, but it's mekach tos. Misrepresent. And then he said, by Hegdish also, along the same lines, he goes on and says, how does the Beis Halevi end up with an interesting possibility? You know what he says it is? And this is something that the Nesiva says as well in Simen Ayin Reish Hei. They usually reverse the letters. Ayin Reish Hei. The Nesiva says what the Beis Halevi ends up saying, that the gedder of Isuri Hanah is like Yiyush. If the Bailam is Miyayish, what does it mean halachically? Anybody could take it and be Zoche in it. Until the other person is Zoche in it, whose is it? Still his. But there's a heter for someone to come and take it. So it's a gedder of Yiyush. What? Yeah, it's like if a person is miyayish in something, so then someone else can go and claim it and take it, and there's no tis. So until that person takes it, ad asiru reshu zoche, until the other one comes and takes it, it's still mine. But if I'm miyayish, then it becomes mutter for anyone to take. So something which is also by now, which I have no use for, it's not that it's ein shelo, it's similar to a case of yiyush. So we have a range of possibilities, from the most extreme, which is again back to the Lashon HaGemara, that this is a issue of Eina Shelo, to saying it's Yiyush, to saying it's Eina Bishuso, or maybe what Rav Chana was saying, Pshat Na'ar Gemara, maybe Rashi perhaps as well, that it doesn't have a Din Mammon, and that's the reason why you can't be Chayev for Dalet Vehei here. If he hasn't done anything to take away something from the Bailam that the Bailam had before. You want to call it Shalom in the abstract for Lachem, isn't the hate, but I wasn't mafsid to do anything. What could be the Gemara's kash? let's plug in some of these svaras into the Gemara. The words of the Gemara, don't forget, the most simple reading of the Gemara, again, this is a makor, if you want to take it that far, you know, you have to balance it with other makoros, but the Lashna Gemara, kipshuto, is mashma. That isurei hana is einu shelo. That's what the Gemara says, lab demari katavach. Interesting is the Lashna Gemara by Chametz. Shnei dvarm einan, b'shusha shelo. But then what did Rashi say on that Gemara? Einu shelo. Yeah. What did Rashi say in Bava Kama Machora Eina Machor? It's not Bershusa or Bishu Eina Mugdash, Eina Bershusa Lehagdish. Now, it could be Bershusa and Shelo are interchangeable. For the Ksos, Yisuri Hana, the problem isn't Eina Bershusa. What would that mean for the Gemara's Kasha? Yeah? So what would that mean? Why is he not Chayef for Tavach Umachar Dal Behei if he did Tavach on what's Eina Bershusa? I mean, every situation of Tavach Umachar is not Bershusa, right? What?
Mechel Zalman rhyme about that. And for years we had a different case when.
Yeah, when it's a chiyav dalad vehei. No, but every time he steals it, it's not b'shusa.
That's different when it's internal and it's.
You're saying that's the definition of the case itself. I mean, in a way, this is what Tosis asks. Yeah. What does Tosis say? Every tavachu machar, he's called a b'shinui. Not exactly, but when every tavachu machar, there's a kinyan b'shinui, he's tavach, and the Tosis machayev you. You're asking if the problem of it was only in a b'shuso, so then what? Why is that a problem any more than any tavach? Okay, good point. But if you say it's in a shilo, perfect. If you say that the pshat is it's worthless, it doesn't have value, so then the Gemara also makes sense, even though the words don't exactly say that. But what the Gemara would mean is that the basis to mechayef a tavach is the fact that I mafsid it from the. Let's say, for example, I stole something. I stole the animal, and I threw it into a fire. And it's and then I sold it. So am I chayv dal vehei? No. Why? Because I ruined it before I sold it. So if I ruined it by being an asa bahana, and now it doesn't have value. So to be tavach something which is worthless of the owners is not mechayv me dal vehei. So that's the Gemara's kash. Lav demarka tavach means for purposes of mechayev dal vehei, I wasn't mafsid him anything more. It's like I would have burnt it and then did tavachu machar on it, on a burnt animal, on an animal's asabah. No, what basis did mechayev dal vehei? So that could also be the Gemara's kash. What is the Lashon of Rashi mashma? Let's look back at our Lashon Rashi for the rest of the kash. Says Rashi. Again, Shachabah Yitzirulei, that's the Gemara Chulin, Ha'isabem Yisachamei Abutzat, good. Kim Shachabah Simenach Adas, Lav Demar Katavach, Deha Yitzira Alei, Vechiyuva De Dalet De Tashem Abba Vachamisha, Tvicha Ksibahu, Ve'ad Gemar Shchita Lo Mechayif, you need Tvachol Kulo, until the Gemar Shchita Yinachayif Dalet Vehei. Umikami Demati Gemar Shchita, before you get to the Gemar Shchita, what happened? Yitzira Bahana Alba Oleha. It became Masa Bahana. Now here's the key. Umiyahishaita afsedamine. Touch those words. Umiyahishaita afsedamine. From the time that it became asabana, he already was nafsedit. So you can't mechayiv him for the hefsed that's caused by tvicha if there was a hefsed that was caused before the tvicha. No? If it would be here, it wouldn't go back anymore as is. So the Maisa, the Lashon of Rashi, what does it sound like? Although the Gemara's Lashon is Mashma, Lav Demari, straightforward. I didn't do Tvich on your animal. What does it sound from Rashi? Is the Kash. I wasn't mafsid you. The Gemara Tvich, which is Machai Midal Behe, I wasn't mafsid you anything. It was already ruined. So if anything, the fact that Rashi learns it that way would indicate that Rashi never held that Yisrael Na is really in a shalom, but there is no functionality to it. So it doesn't. He was mafsid already, so then he's not mafsid anymore with the tzvich. And that's the Loshav Midi of Rashi before, correct. Rashi's Gemara is going to ask by Shoran Niskol that what? The Gemara's Lashon is Lav Demarehu, right? The next kasha, Lavdi Dehu. And Rashi paraphrases those words of Lavdi Dehu as what? The Gemara Parech Lo Shav Midi. Meaning, I'm not mechuyev for being Tavach on something which is already ruined. You don't have value. What did I do to you? I wasn't mafsid you in that tefillah. It's not that it wasn't yours, but I wasn't mafsid you. So again, having to hear the difference. The words of the Gemara could have been taken very clearly, literally, and that would have implications for what it means. Yisuri hanah, eino shelo. But once you see Rashi, before Rashi here, you get a different sense. The inyan, again, is a broad inyan, just, I get it weird, the Macheshes Simen Aleph. Sefer Macheshes is, again, a classic sefer from before the war. In Vilna, he perished in the Shoah. It was Goyen, a Goyenim. Simen Aleph, Macheshes, the heading, Bedin Yisuri hanah Imhem shelo. That's the name of the Simen. Yisuri hanah Imhem shelo starts with the Ksos, goes to the Rashi in Pesachim Davav, the Lashonos Eina Shelo that Rashi uses on the Gemara's Eina Beshuso, and he goes on and on and on with this. Maybe different Yisuri hanah could be different, he even says. There's Yisuri hanah that is Mutter, also even Shaloka Derech hanah, that's not Mammon at all. And so there's a lot of ink that has been spilled on this discussion. Eita.
Why does Rashi
ask the point that I'm trying to discuss on that? Shabbos Chachavim,
if that's the same question.
And then
on the
right. Why did Rashi give the heads up on the
Kasha
by
Vodazara? Is it necessarily the same thing? I mean, Yisuri hanah, are they?
Well, the difference, is obvious in that the Shara Nisko is Yisuri hanah before you do anything. In other words, let's even assume now, Rashi Bava Kama said that the whole kasha of the Gemara by Avodah Zarah is premised on what? That yesh no shechita mitzchila v'adsof. Otherwise, there's no kasha. That's the kasha by Avodah Zarah. So for all we know, the Gemara doesn't have a problem with that because you could hold eino shechita lo b'sof. But the Shor HaNisko kasha is a kasha, it's already asur b'hanah before I did anything. So it could be that the more obvious question that should startle you, because Rashi always gives you a heads up when there's a need to tell it to you now. Don't get too worried. You know, you're probably wondering about this, let me tell you. So where would you wonder more? You'd wonder about Shor HaNisko. But the way Rashi paraphrases the Gemara is powerful. Rashi doesn't say it's not Shalom. Rashi says it's Lo Shavimid. Yeah.
Well, so the Ner Rashi, that was before we got to the Ve'echal Yidei Acher. So you can say Chavar Azar, it's because of Kimlai.
It's before we got to the case.
Because
of Kimlai. Good. Also good. Okay, any other questions? Just again, it's sometimes frustrating not to feel you can totally own an Indian, but this is an Indian that really could take us weeks just to learn one up. You looked up from before, had a question, no?
No.
Okay, yeah, Yoni.
How, again, do you want to see in Rashi whether or not he's deciding?
Okay, so the various indications in Rashi are as follows. Both earlier, when Rashi paraphrases the Gemara's Kasha by Shor HaNisko, and Rashi here and explained the Kasha Rav Demar Katavach, clearly avoids saying the obvious, which is what the words are saying, that literally it's not Shelo, Rav Demar Katavach. Rather, Rashi focuses on the fact that it's not worth anything. And that's the basis of the Kasha. Not, it's not his, but it's not worth anything to him. He has no mamonis. So that would say the kasha is, you can't be chayv dalet v'hei if you're not mafsid him anything in that shechita, in that tvicha. Interesting is Rashi elsewhere that we pointed out. Rashi in Sukkah says that Einbam, what was the lashon? Einbam mamon. Rashi's lashon was there, that, right? Rashi says it's a problem of lachem because it's not shavapruta. Rashi in Bava Kama Memhei on the Shor HaNisko case of Eino Mugdash says it's not b'shuse. Again, and the Ksos has this premise that it's always a problem of Eino b'shuse. Again, that doesn't at first glance fit so well in our Gemara. Why would that be a problem any more than any tavach? That was Yohara. It's good. And the other model that comes in the Akronim is the Nesibis and the Beis Halevi. And what do they say? That if anybody could be zoche, it's mine right now, but if I'm a Yayish, anyone could be zoche. So that would be, the kasha would work there too. In other words, if anyone could go ahead and take it, then you can't mechayv me for tavach on something which it's permitted for anyone to take. So the kasha would also work Again, the words don't exactly say that. Lav demari, just a way of, it's a casual phrase. It basically, it's good as anyone could take it, so it's lav demari, but it's technically his until someone takes it, but that would be the kasha. That kasha would work. This is the range of possibilities of how, and how do you understand Isuri Ana? Based on that, you have to know the Gemara's kasha, and the teretz was by Avodah Zarah, Va'omer b'gmar zvichahu ovda. He said, I'm only worshipping it at the end, and we said two ways to learn the Gemara. If that means he can declare in the beginning that he's having machshava in the end, or does the Gemara mean that he only declared at the end? But bottom line is, it only becomes us at the end, and therefore you can have a chiyuv of Dalet Vehei by Avodah Zarah. Shechita Sheni Ru'uya is Shema Shechita, according to Rav Meir. Yeah, Yossi.
Can you explain
Yayush? Yayush means that if I'm a Yayush on something which was mine until I was Miyayush, but now I'm a Yayush, someone picks it up, there's Zoche. Just like an Aveda. What's an Aveda? I'm a Yayush, right? And if someone picks it up, finders keepers. So I'm a Yayush, so then there's a reshus for someone else to be zoche and what I'm yayish. It's something which was mine, but I'm yayish. I despair of having it. So if there's Isuri Ana, listen, what am I going to do with Isuri Ana? Nothing to do with it. It's worth nothing. It's Asa Bana. So that's de facto yayish. It's de facto yayish, then it becomes mutter for anyone to be zoche. So the way the receivers understands it, until someone comes along and is zoche, the bias hasn't transferred. So you could have said yayish is like hefker. This is a lot of Elomitzius written. You could have said Yush is like Hefker, even though there was no Maisa Hefker. So who owns it now after Yush? Nobody. No, you could say something else. Until the finder takes it, or whoever it is Zoche, it's still the other person's, but there was a Heter for the other person to be Zoche in it. So that could be also how you view Isuri Ana. It's a getter of Yush. That's what the Beis Halevi says in the end also. What did Tosis ask? What's so hard, Tosis? Tosis asks every Toveach in Tomer in came Kol Toveach Nami Lav Demare Katovach. The Mechishach Ad Porta Kanya Beshinui. Every Tvicha with the beginning of the Tvicha, so he made a Shinui in the animal with the Tvicha. He's calling it Beshinui. It's not the Mare anymore. What do you mean? It's not the Mare. In other words, the animal is no longer. He was calling it Beshinui. So as far as the bailus on the animal, who has it? Whose is it? It's the ganes. He has to pay money. But the animal is no longer going to be going back the end. He's kone b'shinui. And yet there's a chiyuv, when he continues to do the tficha, there's a chiyuv. And so why is that true? El ha-kochach b'ha-chi chiyei brachmana. The Torah declared that Yochayev, notwithstanding the fact that you shechted that which was not any longer the owners. V'achinam yiloshna. How do you think Tosis understood the Gemara's kasha? Lav demar katovach? Shelo. It's not shelo. But after all, every tvicha is not shelo. The animal itself is not shelo because the guy's was kone b'shinui. It sounds, the way the Tosis kasha would make the most sense. The Gemara is asking the kasha, it's not shelo. So that's always the case. It's about not worth anything. That's not the inyan that Tosis is bringing in. Tosis is bringing in kone b'shinui. He was kone. The animal is no longer the bailims anymore. The gazman was kone the animal with shinui. But so what is this kasha? Oh, and yet the Torah says, but the afal pekein, but I'm not given all that I'm a chayv. So therefore, the fact that it's not shelo for another reason, because he asked it b'hana with machshava of a desire. That's always part of the chiyuv. What one could challenge Tosis Kasha and say, well, maybe there's a difference between the not being shelo, which is built into every case of tficha, and a not being shelo based on some artificial variable that happens to be in a particular case. Mashal, Rabbi Davidome, I think the Mishnah Chinuch probably talks about this. Chametz the Pesach, that would be Suri Hana for another reason. Kilaya Kerem, I don't know, whatever. Tvur. Chametz the Pesach, that's us, that has another Isur Hana. Would it be Asana Kosov Kilu Breshuso? The Torah says, Yochayiv for Chametz the Pesach, even though it really isn't Shalom, it's not Breshuso, whatever word you want to use, but the Torah is Machayiv you. What if it's Aser Bahana, whatever, some Iser Hana of Chametz? You have to look into the Shaila, but what would you say? Would that also go into the Bahachi Chayvi Rachmana? You can argue very strongly not. The only thing the Torah said is considered to be yours if it's the Iser Hana of Chametz, and the Torah says, Afo Pikein, Dam Chayv you, even though really shouldn't be Chay because of Naximoran, it's not yours. But our Torah says, for the Dinah Bal Yiroh, it's yours. But if it's not yours for another reason, and it happens to also be chametz and also kilei karam or whatever other isuri anah, that doesn't make it shelo. So if that's correct, then what would Tosis kasha be? Every tavach, the Torah says, even though you kona b'shinu or yachayev, even though it's no longer his, but that's what the Torah said. But now that you have also the machshava lo b'dazar that asks it l'hanah, so who says that? That also goes into the chiddush haTorah. Believe the Chassam Sofer asks this kasha and Tosis. It might be in Chul, I don't know if it's here, but it's a simple kasha. There's a difference between what Tosis is asking. How come Tosis assumes that it all goes together? Yeah, Aria.
Yeah, for the Chametz case, what about Bal Yirayah? It's still meaning that you own it, but...
No, but that's the idea. Bal Yirayah is not about... Bal Yirayah is Bailus. If someone puts it, if it's your Rishus and belongs to someone else, you're not Mekabel Achrayus. You're not over. It's only to the extent that there's a Kabbalah Sachrayis that could be possibly change the equation.
But in this case, the fact that you're not,
if you don't,
shows you're in Kabbalah Sachrayis.
No. It's worthless. It's worthless. It's not yours. But that's what the Torah says. Asana kasuv kilu b'shusa. But that's every chametz. But if it's chametz and also Yisur Hanah as well. Anyway, but Lamaisa Tosis does ask the kash. Tosis, if that's what exists all the time, then even if you introduce another foreign element to the picture of that Rav de Merkel Tavach, shouldn't change anything. So what does Tosis answer in effect? That he's not kona, that's not called a shina to be kona, Tosis says. And that's a big riddle. What does Tosis mean? Why not? Doesn't it sound kashina to you? He started shechting it. Doesn't that sound, shouldn't that be considered a shinui? I mean, he's affecting, he's trying to shach the animal. He's not a shinui. It's also hard to know what Tosis means. So there are achronim that try to explain what there's different types of shinui. There's shinui maise and shinui hashem. That's the sugyas and meruba. When a gazan's called a shinui, so there's different dargas of shinui. Could be that what Tosis is saying is a shinui maise is not enough to be koni b'shinoi. What you need is a shinoi ma'isa plus a shinoi hashem. That it has a different, you refer to it differently. Here, the animal is not changing its definition of what it is. It's just that it was a physical change. Maybe that's not enough. It has to also be shinoi hashem. Other ways to learn, we'll see that Beis Yaakov has a pshat, that's Nugia Kasha that we'll get to in a minute. He says it has to do with the fact that you can give it back to the owner, and he could finish the Shechita, so therefore nothing has really changed. That the owner finished the Shechita. So that's what's not called a Shinui. Tosis doesn't explain himself. He says it's not a Shinui to be Kona, that's all. And therefore, what does Tosis mean to say? So in every Tvicha, you don't have that idea that the Torah B'hachi Chayri Rachmana, even though it's not his. You don't see that. There was no Shinui, for whatever the reason. And now that you have the case of a Vodazar, now you have a Kasha, Lav D'mor Katava. Okay, so now let's go to the next part. Now it gets more interesting. So the Gemara has the same kasha by Shara Nisko. In fact, the Gemara again, after answering Avodah Zarah, the Gemara Zvicha Lovda, fine. In fact, the Gemara Shara Nisko, Lavdi Dehu de Katavach. He's not shechting what belongs to the other person. He stole a Shara Nisko, but it's Aser Bahana, Lavdi Dehu Katavach. Again, whatever we said before, the kasha is to be interpreted along the same lines. The words of the Gemara, it's not shelo, it's aser bahana. If you don't want to say it so strongly, you have to say something short of that. If it's worthless, then I can't be chayv dalad v'hei, if I'm not mafsid it any more than it was already lost, it was already ruined. If it's because of yiyush, so then anyone could take it. Obviously, I can be toveach, it's no worse than anybody who could take it for themselves. And a b'shusso, I don't know. I don't know how to know exactly how to learn it. If it's in a b'shusso, why is that a kasha? But here you have to deal with another major problem that everyone asks. So what's the Gemara asking? That the Shor HaNisko is aser bahana, so how can you be chayav for tvicha? What does the Gemara seem to say black on white about Shor HaNisko mechayim? Asabana. And what do we know about Rabbeinu Tam? Tosis quoted Rabbeinu Tam earlier, Tosis in Sanhedrin, Tosis in Zvachim, Mayrech, Rabbeinu Tam Shita, Rabbeinu Tam said, you guys remember? That a Shar Niskel is not Asabana until it gets stoned. Until it's stoned. Until La'achar Misa. And how did Rabbeinu Tam learn Pshat when it says Mecharu Ein HaMachur, Hikdishu Ein HaMugdash? What do you mean? It's not a Sabana yet? Because you're not allowed to do something that's going to undermine the halacha of going ahead as soon as possible to stone it. You can't do Inui Hadin. You can't procrastinate. But if you want to sell it to get a ride to the Beis HaSkila, that would be fine. Yeah, that's what Tosa said. We saw the Tosis in, was it Sanhedrin, Daf Pei, right? And then in Mitzvachim. But it's a Pella. Rabbeinu Tam is a Pella, right? Gemara asked the Kasha that it's Asa Bahana, Lav Didehu, Hu Dekatavach. Say what you want in terms of the nature of Isuri Hana, because it's Eina Shalo, Rishuso, Yiyush, it's not worth anything. But all of that should not be true for Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, nothing sets in until it gets killed. So how could they be asking this Kasha? At first glance, this Gemara is mamish a tiyufta on Rabbeinu Tam. You have to know what to do with this Gemara. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not, Tosis quoted before by us, Ein shar nisko nasa mechay. What do you do with this Kasha? There's all kinds of things that are said about this. Very strange, some of them. But I don't know. The Bar Avraham says something along the lines, well, when you're shechting it, that's the tchila, the beginning of the skila. That could already set, that could be, that already comes in together. That's already bringing in the Yisra Hana. I don't know. My Indian, tvicha it's a skila. Tvicha is more exciting, if you ask me. That's skila. Sokol yisokol ashor. But these are possibilities that are saying, said by Achronim.
Skila or is it
Mechayim? Mechayim said, I mean, Rabbeinu Tam says it does become Aser Mechayim, meaning when has become Aser with the stoning, with, if you want to say the beginning of the stoning. But the Tvicha of the Shar Niskel, that has a Shaykhis to the Skila based in. I don't know. I have to look at it inside more carefully, but if I'm not mistaken, that's what he says, something like that. I mean, you have to know what to say.
Why is stoning for sure, not just death?
No, that din is sakel yisakel. You mean if Shara Niskel dies on its own? No, I don't think so. Rabbeinu Tam would not say that with Asa Bahana. Let's say it just drops dead before they can take it to Beis Din. They go with the Asa Bahana for Rabbeinu Tam? I don't think so. No, you have to check, but I don't think so. Anyway, so that's you have to know what Rabbeinu Tam will say. Perhaps the derech to think about the beginning of a machshava is the same way Rabbeinu Tam says you can't sell it because there's a din that it has to get stoned. So that halacha that dictates that it has to be put to death by Beis Din, that's enough of a reason for the Gemara to be asking that there should be no chiyuv of tavach u'machar. Now why? Not sure exactly. But the same way Tosfos had to answer up for Rabbeinu Tam, how can you sell it? How come you can't sell it? After all, it's his. It's not us yet. So he says, no, because there's a din to stone it. So anything that's going to interfere with carrying out that sack of Beis Din is precluded from being allowed to do it. You can't mimagdish it because that's going to interfere with the ability to paskin on it, to make it a shor anisko and to aser it. So that Yisra Hana that's going to come, you know, when it gets stoned, has ramifications to circumscribe and to limit dinim that are mechayim too. That's what you see from the fact that mecharu ein hamachur, right? So the way that you could start thinking, again, I'm not really explaining, is that that's why the Gemara can also say, lav didehu the katavach, that halacha that you have to put it to death is enough to patter now the ganav or the shliach from David Behei. Why exactly? You have to know. But what does the Gemara answer? It's a whole elaborate answer. Yeah.
Does it have to be that we are working for the Gemara, working through the prism of Isurei Hana?
What else could it mean? What else could it mean? What else? Lav didehu. Again, you could say Lav Didei is Lav Dafka in the sense that it is Shelo, but the problem has to do with the fact that it's Asavana. That's the Lav Didei. The same way the Gemara
it's
said.
Also.
What?
It's Sar also.
Yeah, it has to do with the fact that it's Usser. If it wasn't Usser, what's the Lav Didei? What does it mean? Lav Didei could mean not Shelo, not Vishuso, Yush. It's not Shav anything. That you could plug into the words. But beyond that, what? So somehow the Isra Anah that's going to come later is also going to be enough to patter the Ganav right now from Dal Vehei. Why? The Lush that Gemara sounds like the Gemara is assuming Kipshut it's Asaban Namichai. Yeah, that's against Rabbeinu Tam, obviously. Okay, Amarav, Sag Gemara, whole pshat here to work out what exactly is going on. So again, the Kasha is on who? Who's this Kasha on? On the Tana Rav Meir? Rav Meir says, Tavach Shara Nisko, you're Chayv Daud Vehei, how could it be? How could it be Chayv Daud Vehei for something like Zasa Bahana? Omer Rabba, Chamay Askinan, the case is as follows, Kigon, Shemisaro, Shomer, the original owner of the shore, handed it over to a Shomer. So the Shomer has now responsibilities to watch the shore. Now this shore, what did he do? It killed a person. Caused that death of the person while under the shmira of why was beveis hashomer vehizik beveis shomer, and now v'nigmar dinei beveis shomer becomes asabah not only after gmar din. So the gmar din occurred all beveis shomer, and now what happens? Uganavo ganav beveis shomer comes the ganav steals it from the beveis shomer, so that the shara nisko that became Asabana with the Gemar Din, all Beveis HaShomer. Now we understand what's going on here with Rav Meir and the Machokis over here. What is it? The Rav Meir, Savala Kirev Yaakov, the Savala Kirev Shimon. Rav Meir holds the combination of something that Rav Yaakov said and Rav Shimon holds. And with that, we know why Yechayv Daud Vehei. The words of the Gemara, Savala Kirev Yaakov, the Omar, Af Mishenigmar Dino, even after the Gmar Din of Ashur Anisko that happened Beveis HaShomer, Hechziro Shomer LeBa'olav Muchza. So Rav Yaakov holds that the Shomer has the right to come back to the Mafkid and return the Shomer, to return the Shor that is Ashur Anisko that was Nigmar Dino Lisakel, that's Asabana, but he can say, here is the Pikadon that you gave me. That's Rav Yaakov. The Chacham disagree, we'll have to see what all this is about. The sugya there will come. So he can machzir the shomer, the shor leba'olav. So that's one thing Rav Meir is subscribes to Rav Yaakov Shita about that. But that's not enough. You have to add another point. The Savala Krev Shimon, the Amar Davar Garma Mamon Kimamon Dami. And Rav Shimon has, there's a Shita of Rav Shimon, that something which is protecting your assets, it's gorim lemamon, it's not, it is going to amount to saving you in the pocketbook. So that has itself a status of mamon. We'll see where Rav Shimon said this. Rashi quotes the Gemara Bava Kama actually quotes it. where is a chiv achrayis, and you would have had to pay, and now because of this, you won't. This is protecting your assets, gavar hagorim lemamon. So if the Shomer could patter his chiyuv, his responsibility to the mafkid by returning this shor kimoshehu, even though it's a shor anisko, and you don't, you know, even though it's asur b'hana, but you don't see it written on the shor is kicking away, and he says, here's the shor you gave me, here it is, and he can mekayim his responsibilities with that, and now that it was stolen from him, and it was slaughtered, that ability is taken away from him. He's deprived of the ability to patter himself vis-a-vis the mafkid because of this tmicha that took place. So that's considered to be that he's mechuyev what? Dalad vehei because of what he did to who? To the shomer. Not to the bailam, but to the shomer. Because to the shomer it's called money. Look, see, we have to obviously flesh out a lot of these points along the way. Rav Yaakov, what is that about? And what is this Dabagav Mamano about? And but before all that, and what do the Chachamim hold? Okay, just before you do anything else, just go back to the Brice. This is all Rav Meir. So Rav Meir says, Mechuyev Dal Vehei, because it's considered to be a mamonis for the shomer. It's asabana, true, from the Bagam's perspective. But the chiv dalet vehe is vis-a-vis who? Who does he owe the dalet vehe to? To the shomer, because for the shomer it has value. Has value, it's gorim l'mamon, because if you hold like Rav Yaakov, so the shomer has the right to say harei shalchol fanecha, the equivalent of what a gazlan can say sometimes if he gives back the same chafetz. So it's, even though you could say it's not the same chafetz in some way, it's aser, but no, it's the same chafetz physically, it didn't change. So the shomer has a similar way he could say, this shore is back to you and I'm off the hook. I nevach the guy is going to have to give it to based into the stone, but that's the halacha. Kund Rav Yaakov give it back to the mafkid and finished. So now that it was taken away from him and it was slaughtered, the shomer has no ability to do that. That's called gorim l'mamon, and therefore the chiv dalvei to the shomer. This is a Rav Meir. Chachamim potrim. Why?
Nope. Either one of either the
what?
They don't hold Rav Yaakov or Rav Shimon.
Because he argues either Rav Yaakov or Rav Shimon. Well, Kempsi Rav, yeah. Is that right? Is it Rav Shimon or Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon, what about the case of Avodah Zarah? What's the basis of the Machlokes there? I think you're wrong. I think there's a different reason. The same reason as the other case. Why did the Chachamim pater by Tavach Avodah Zarah? Shechita? Why is it in Eruya? Why? Because he can't have it. He can't enjoy it. He didn't accomplish a heter to eat. You know, so tell me, why the chan pater by Shara Nisko? Yeah, because there's no heter to eat. It's shechita shenaruya. Yeah, they could hold like Rav Yaakov too. They could hold like Rav Shimon. It might even be Rav Shimon. Same Rav Shimon. Shechita shenaruya. He holds dav gomer k'mamad dami. Why are you pater? Because it's shechita shenaruya. Same issue as before. This is something we have to begin to really look carefully at, this inyan. And of course, the Tosis here, the last Tosis on this inyan as well, more with Rav Shimon. Let's just read the Rashi, and then we'll see how much we're able to do on this, the next year or two. Let's see Rashi. Okay, so the Gemara says, Plukta Rav Yaakov de Bava Kama. You want to know where it is? So we have to look at it. That's the Sugya Memhei, further down the Amud. Yaakov in the Chachamim. Why exactly do they argue? What's it based on? Can the shomer give it back, the shor hanisko shenigmadino, to the mafkid and be off the hook? That's a machok. So what does the mayor hold? Hachziro shomer l'ba'olav muhzar. Why can he do that? Why is it considered return to amale? The shomer can say, Tura ashrei misli, Tura ashrei mislach. You deposited with me a shor, and I did the same to you. This shore is quite a different shore than what you gave me. It's now asabana. Looks the same to me, right? It's kicking, whatever. Nothing changed. Hezek in a nicker, right? What do you want from me? Right? I'm giving back this shore. That's it. That is Rav Yaakov. That's one part of what the mayor has to hold. What else? But that's not enough. Just to say that would still not be enough to work out how come you schiv dal behei. What else? Dava hagorim lemamon kemamon dami. The hainami afagab delo shavi midi. It's not itself worth anything, but gorim lemamon who? In what sense is it gorim lemamon? How does it contribute to money? The chileisa, if it won't be here, available for the shomer to return to the mafkid. Boy, tormalia. He has to reimburse the mafkid with a real shore. So having this available for him to pater himself with, to cover himself, to cover his expenses, not to have to shell out other money, that's called davar hagorim l'mamon. Where does this come up in Rav Shimon's shita? Where does this come up? The Rav Shimon bevava kama perek meruba. It says over there in the Mishnah, kachim shechaye bach riusan mishalim arba v'chamisha. If a person steals and slaughters a kachin animal, that if it will get lost, if it dies, you have to replace it. That's what's called a neder, right? What means a neder and a nedava? The nedava is harei zu. So if the animal dies or whatever something happens, it's no longer a chiyuv to replace it because you only eliminate the chayfetz. Harei alai means that you have to give a different animal. So if someone steals. So now it's not his. It seems like it's kachim. It was magdishit. But if Shimon says it is his, It's called Yeshayim L'Re'eyu. You okay for your old Dalad Behei. If you stole such an animal from somebody, so in what sense did you steal something of his? In what sense do you have to pay Kefal Dalad Behei? It is his. Why? Dava Gorim L'Mamon. How is this animal Gorim L'Mamon? Because if this animal is gone, then it's going to cost me money to have to pay another animal. So this, that treats this animal as having Shavius. This virtual Shavius, if you will. That's called Gorim L'Mamon. Objectively, is it? Does it have value? No. But in what sense do we treat it as having value? Because it covers me that if I have this, then I don't have to pay other money. So that's why it's treated as mammonis. That's of Shimon's Shita. Gorim l'mammon. That's the concept. So the Mishab of Achamisha, Mishab the Gorim l'mammon. Va'afarab the Hegdish Gav Mammon Bayimuha, it's not his, it's Hegdish. Ubehegdish Roshach Knas, the Re'eyu Ksiv, Yishalim Shnaim Re'eyu. And if there's no Kefo, then there's of course not Dalad Vehei, because the Torah makes it Dalad Vehei, not Gimel V'Dalad. There's no kefel, Yishem L'Re'eyu, then it's not going to be Dalad Vehei. The answer is, it is L'Re'eyu. How is it Re'eyu? How is it his? Because of Dava Gorim L'Mamon. Rashi has to bring us the whole case of Rav Shimon, because the Gemara didn't do it. The Gemara just left us with Dava Gorim L'Mamon. In Bava Kama, the Gemara actually does us the favor of quoting Rav Shimon too, right? And that same Gemara. Right? Sfir Krav Yaakov, Sfir Krav Shimon. Sfir Krav Yaakov, Dama, Mishnik Mida, Zio, Shomel, Bala, Mozar. So Rav Shimon, Dav Dav Rav Kim Mamon Dami Dittnan, Rav Shimon Omer, Kaj Chavi Rusan, Chayev. Amo Dav Rav Kim Mamon Dami. Okay, so what we have to do, Mr. Shem, for next time is delve more carefully into this Indian, the Indian of Suri Hanna, listen, Ot Chazon Lamoe, you know, just to know some point to go through with Yosef good. But for now, for us, we'll try to get into this Indian of Yaakov and the Rabbanon, this Machokes, this Sugya Memhei. We have a Tosus to do as well in the bottom in terms of Davagam Mamon, and we have the Sugya there of Hezir Shomer, the base Ba'olah. Okay, we have a few minutes. We'll